The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Right, last one of the week. Get one into us over the weekend if you so wish. 085 1029 103. Stop that. And you can email us talk@beat102103.com. Let me just push my hair out of my eyes here. Hey, listen every morning. So now you cover some random stuff. I started seeing this girl I work with last month. Nothing serious yet, but I do think she's sound. She told me she was well into Halloween, but I took no notice. I'm sorry, now it's after taking this coat off and then the dress again. Said we'd do something on Friday night, which I assumed meant put on a crappy costume and go to the pub. I was wrong. She invited me to hers for a pumpkin carving night. She's dead serious. Even told me to dress up for Halloween. The lads slagged me when I told them. They said I'm going to pumpkin carve and chill.
Deadly.
But seriously, what am I going for? What self-respecting adult actually carves pumpkins on a date? What do you make of this madness?
I actually suggested that.
Did you? To herself?
I did. Yeah.
How cute.
There's loads of people. Like, I think you're being like really, really harsh. I think we're going to hear from loads of people.
What's his issue? Do you think he thinks it's just for kids? Like, carving pumpkins.
Like, I haven't done it in years. And Liv, say, bought like four and she has them outside the house, different sizes, but hasn't carved them. And I was like, oh, sure, we'll buy a pumpkin and we'll carve one.
Yeah.
And then, like, I haven't done it since I was a child. And
what's
I just think
wrong
it's.
With it?
It's spending time with each other, it's having a laugh, it's being creative. What was your problem?
My friend, our friend actually, did this with her boyfriend at the weekend. I won't name her, but I know she wouldn't mind me saying it. And I actually thought, you know what, that's such a cute looking date. I think it's strange to, like, oh, you're going to tell the lads and now you're getting slagged and like, so what? It's a little date that she's come up with and she likes Halloween and she's into it. And yeah, she's going to get a bit dressed up for you. Yeah, look at you.
I just put effort in and made the plans.
Yeah, I wonder what she's dressing up as.
Yeah, what is, like, you need to, like, you do need to chill because.
Pumpkin carving chill.
Yeah, pumpkin carving chill. Let's make a thing. What self-respecting adult actually carves pumpkins on a date? Can we get a little read of the Southeast this
morning? Which adults listening right now have happily carved a pumpkin, not for a child?
Yeah, like, well, no, I don't think it, like, okay, so you're saying if you can only carve pumpkins.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, obviously a lot of parents do it with their kids, but, like, I'm asking, you know, who's just done it because they enjoy the Halloween buzz?
Some people are really creative with them. Do you know, I'm a terrible kind of, you know, the jagged mouth and the eyes. Mm. But some people are, like, doing fancy cats in them and stuff.
We had, a good few years ago, we brought an expert in to help myself and really make them. Yeah, an art expert. It's all about tracing paper and stuff.
Some people can do, like, incredibly intricate designs. Like, one year, my cousin, when Eve was really small, did Mickey Mouse and...
I dribbled so much. Sorry. That just got me.
Really sorry, just the way you phrased it.
Yeah.
Cousin did Nicky.
You're incredibly juvenile today. It's other level today. She did Mickey Mouse.
It was
brilliant. I still have a picture of it on my phone. And I'm just saying, like, the creativity knows no bounds when it comes to pumpkin carving. You've been asked to a girl's house on a date.
Yeah.
Put a costume on. Get over there.
Yeah.
Get carving. Get over it.
And stop caring about
the lads.
I hate that when everyone's all like, oh, well, what will they think? Like, it's natural, you will think, but, like, you're happy. So go on a date with your girl.
Don't be looking to the lads for, like, you know, sir, the lads are going to slag whatever.
They're small,
you know what
town
I mean?
Minded,
like,
probably.
That's just, like, she sounds to me like, do you know what? Rather than doing a pub night, which you can do any weekend of the year, she's saying, I'm going to make something different for you. Let's carve. Let's do it.
But you know what? It's been a weird week on The Dilemma. Can I just say that? I don't know, is it the midterm? I don't know, is it Halloween? The veil is thin. But we've had the spot.
You
we've
were
had the
to
socks.
Say that line for ages.
I know. The socks. And now we've had this.
What it's was just, the spot?
Oh, you don't want to know.
No, that was vile. It landed. Was a burst spot
landed.
On a knee.
Okay, let's get back to some reaction on this. Some text to start with. Robert says, she is a real one. He needs to get a grip. When did carving pumpkins become a childish thing?
It's so true. Like, even the fact that, you know, now painting nights and like those kind of, you know, creative things are coming back.
Pottery.
You know? Pottery, yeah, a bit of ghost. Kerry said, very simple, just four words, such a cute date idea.
That's five words. It's definitely five. Rafa says, if he really likes this girl, go and put the costume on. Go carving. You won't get lucky with the lads.
That's so true.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be doing it to go get lucky. You should be doing it because you want to spend time with her.
But even just, you wouldn't be looking enough. You'd be with your girl, like, do you know what I mean? Would you not be happy with that? Andre said, get with the program, dude. You're going to go pumpkin carving and chill. In what universe is anything followed by chill a bad thing? Would you rather be staring into a glass at the pub? They're fair all saying point. The same thing.
Right, let us hear on this one from a couple of the voice notes coming in this morning. And we'll start, Ross was on to us with his thoughts.
If she's absolutely mad into Halloween and the most extravagant thing she can come up with is pumpkin carving, I think he's fairly lucky he got away light. Because I'm telling you, from listening to Dilemmas, there's a lot worse she could have come up with and made him do. So I think go carve your few pumpkins and enjoy it. I was carving pumpkins with the children, and after 5 minutes, because I wouldn't give them the knives, they'd cut their fingers off. They got bored and walked away, so I ended up carving the pumpkins in the kitchen myself. Now they were delighted to see the end results, but yeah, I'm telling you, she could be coming up with a lot worse than a bit of pumpkin carving. I think it sounds a bit of an age thing. He sounds like the fact that he's worried what his friends think. Ha. Anyway.
Thanks for that, Ross.
It kind of cut off, like mid-thought. Thank you so much, yeah.
And we hear from Shanine on this too.
Carve the pumpkin.
Yeah.
You'll have so much fun. And even make a game out of it. Be like, have a like competition. Whoever carves the best pumpkin has to, I don't know, unload the dishwasher for the next month, or buy the breakfast rolls on a Sunday morning for the next month. Or, yeah, you know, just has to cook the dinner, has to buy the takeaway. Just make it fun. Just have fun. You only live once.
Thank you,
YOLO.
Yeah, thanks, Shanine.
By the way, your pumpkin carving, you've sent them to us, are incredible. You've got Superman, you've got a little ghost. What's that other one?
Another kind of ghost and bat.
Brilliant. So okay. Skilled.